you guys doing?
Good.
I'm great. Beautiful weather.
So your thoughts on winning the Ed Block Curry's Award?
You know, there's guys that came before me, and I remember sitting in meetings when that award was given out at Alice Hall and thinking to myself, I'm not tough enough, smart enough, or a good enough guy to ever win this award. And I guess I fooled my teammates enough to vote me in here. And it's a tremendous honor to be here today, honoring Ed Block, the Courage Award, and the Ed McCaskey Scholarship Fund. I think the more that we can do for others, the better off we'll be for ourselves. I think any impact we can have on another person's life and an opportunity to go to bat for somebody who can't go to bat for themselves is something that I stand up for. And very happy to be here today. Humbled to be voted here by my teammates and my peers. There's a lot of awards in sports. You guys vote on a lot of them, and we don't get a chance to vote on our own awards. And it's a humbling experience, and I'm just a microcosm of the locker room. And we have many, many, many guys who could be here today in my shoes.
What's impressive about putting on teammates? What are the older guys
now? I think the thing that my dad imparted on me from a young age is that football is this big and your life is this big. What legacy are you going to leave for those that come after you? And I think guys like Matt Slauson, who you'll hear me talk about today, left a lasting impression on me and kind of helped mold me into who I am today. If I can have any impact on a kid that comes in as a rookie, that's all I'm here to do.
Today's the first day of the offseason, but I don't know if you've been around the guys talking. Is there a different feeling, different vibe already?
100%. We're all very excited to get to work.
How are you? Are you 100% healthy?
I'm feeling really great. It's obviously been a long few years, a long couple months, but we have really good doctors here in Chicago, and we have a great training staff, and I'm really looking forward to putting the helmet on again.
Kyle, we've been counting the numbers on your tweets. When you go into surgery, you say 1, 2, 3. What was it? Was it a shoulder and then a neck? Or what did you go through this year's surgery last
year? I had a few operations, shoulder, elbow, neck, but it's minor. It comes with the territory. Right. I signed up for this, so I love seeing the teammates, and I love seeing the reaction on their face when I actually am walking into the building and not in a wheelchair. So.
Were you in the meeting this morning, and what was the mood like in the building?
I'd say that everybody's very, very, very excited to get started. It's a fresh feel, and we're all really stoked about it.
What's your sort of projected timeline health-wise?
I couldn't tell you. If it's up to me, I'd be full go right now. I feel as if I am. But there's certain things that are time-sensitive that we have to follow a certain timeline with, the neck being one of them. And as you know, it's not something you want to take lightly. So we're going to take all the time we need, but there will be no limitations once the season rolls around.
What's the biggest reason for the neck injury? What was causing you?
I couldn't tell you in medical jargon, but I can tell you my neck wasn't structurally the way it was supposed to be. I had some nerve issues that contributed a lot to the shoulder that I had been complaining about for a while. And immediately when I woke up, I put my arms over my head. My dad looked at me like, you haven't done that in a very long time. And like I said, credit to the doctors and the surgeons who have done a great job. And credit to my teammates who have kept my spirits up. And you guys for keeping me on my toes.
Kyle, what was those days like before you guys signed Chase Daniel when you were the oldest player on the team?
You know, I went out and I went to an Amish community, purchased a rocking chair. I'm kidding. It's a business where you don't get to be the old guy. So when you are the old guy, you can take a step back and say, I've done something right. But I'm glad we signed Chase. And Akeem Hicks is right behind me, so you guys should make fun of him too. He's getting old.
What do you know about Harry Hiestand?
I know that he is one of the most underrated hires in football this offseason. I know from speaking to many of his players from college and in the pros that they speak very highly of him and that they're really excited to see me get to work with him.
Who did you talk to? Like Zach Martin, Ronnie Stanley?
Olin, Ronnie Stanley, you name it, I've spoken to him.
Sid, just so I have it right, you said you're projecting no limitations once the regular season starts.
Yeah, I'll be flying around full speed.
Most impressive for the man.
Straight shooter, confident. He's an offensive genius, and if he can make Mitch's job easier, I'm all for it.
Things that Kelsey told you, been a part of his offense.
I was standing with Kelsey in the family room after the NFC Championship, and obviously our brothers were further along in the season than we were, and he kind of hit me, and he's like, oh, you guys have Nagy now. You're going to be awesome. And I just said, you know what? If the best pass-catching tight end in the league says that, I'm happy.
With Robinson and Burton and those guys, from your point of view, what can they do to help your offense?
I think Trey Burton, I'll start with him. He's a guy that's very, very underappreciated and really not very well known to the masses. But if you look at his percentages in receptions, when he gets targeted, he comes down with the ball and he holds on to it and he moves the sticks. He's a safety blanket. He can be one for Mitch. And I think, obviously, the other signings speak for themselves.
Did Chris have a scouting report on Burton?
He really likes Burton, and he hates all offensive players. So for him to say something nice about Trey Burton speaks volumes about the man that he is.
Now, why has Mitch generated the following amongst his teammates that he has?
I can't put words to it. What Mitch Trubisky was born with is something that not a lot of people are born with. I can't explain it. When you're around him, you feel it, and it's real. A quiet confidence and a sense of just calm and comfortability with the situation, any situation he's put in.